This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across the country. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And a special shout-out to the Coast Guard Air Station Clearwater that's over there in the Bahamas right now, operating 24-7 around the clock, and you guys stay safe over there. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, thanks for what you do. And to the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping America's passengers rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take advantage of everything that's over there. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
I got a question here for you. What do you think about the San Francisco City supervisors that voted unanimously to designate the NRA as a domestic terrorist group? And then the news yesterday about Walmart, and again, this is not a correct story, but Walmart was going to stop selling guns. No, they're not. Certain guns, maybe. Certain ammunition, maybe. Probably the AR-15 and the .223 ammunition, but that was the extent of it.
Well, first, let's go to the Board of Supervisors for San Francisco.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Do we expect anything less?
No.
And elected officials, this is what people don't seem to understand, especially elected officials. Their primary duty, their primary responsibility is to protect our rights. They're supposed to stand up for our rights, for the Constitution, for the amendments. And obviously, the Board of Supervisors in San Francisco missed that memo.
Yeah.
There are very few organizations out there that, and non-government organizations that are out there that work to defend our rights. The NRA is one of them.
Uh-huh.
I would argue that the Board of Supervisors haven't even bothered to look at what the NRA does.
Of course not.
And that includes training. That includes, lots of things. They just don't have a concept.
Gun safety.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, private companies like Walmart, Kroger, or Dick's Sporting Goods,
mm-hmm,
they can do whatever they want to do. That's a business decision.
Yep.
They're non-government.
Yep.
So if they want to do that, then that's fine. But I would argue that they're really buckling to political pressure. And mostly because we've had, obviously, a handful of events, pretty nasty events, deadly events, that have happened at Walmart. There was actually another one in Indiana just a couple of days ago. It barely even got a blip, and I think only local media picked it up.
Right.
So, you know, these private companies are trying to be, you know, all things to all people, and they're going to fail. But they can do what they want to do. Now, I would say, as a response to San Francisco's Board of Supervisors, all right, so you want to do that. Well, I would say we should send in the Center for Disease Control into San Francisco, and we should probably declare San Francisco a biological hazard and a threat to public safety. Why don't we start there?
Okay.
You know, if you believe you can go two to tango. I mean, how many, because they're a sanctuary city, and with you got all these crazy diseases and hazmat material, you know, up and down the streets with the homeless camps, you know, that they're spreading disease,
right.
Rats.
Right.
How about we do that?
Worse for me.
Yeah. Well,
when you're talking about the diseases that have been brought back into the picture because of it, yeah, absolutely.
Precisely.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know, maybe they'll make an exception. And by the way, why would anyone want to go to San Francisco right now knowing that all that stench and filth is there?
Well, that's it. It's one of the more beautiful cities in the United States.
Used to be.
Right. Just was going to go there. It used to be. And now... you know, residents of San Francisco, they can't even stand it. And, you know, don't you have to ask really what's going on with Silicon Valley? I mean, you know, where are they in all of this?
Don't know, but they got people moving in over there living in tents. That's what I heard anyway. Did you hear the same thing?
I did not, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Okay. Yeah, they were supposedly going over there, too. All right. Well, folks, I'm talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out the great articles that she writes, and you'll be right on the list to be able to find out what she knows when she knows it. So there you go. Now, when we come back, because we're getting ready to take a break, we're going to talk about General James Mattis and the fact that the liberals are really trying hard, and I mean hard, to get General Mattis to come out publicly and go against Donald Trump. And he won't do it. And we're going to talk about why he won't do it with Denise. She's got some thoughts. I got some thoughts. But this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are coming right back with more right after these messages.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hold on, here we go.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. And you can find out what their 385,000-plus members know by going over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and while you're there, click on the USCCA logo link that's right there. Take advantage of the free gun a day giveaway. You'll see that drop down window. You'll be able to have an opportunity to win a gun, and we want somebody on the show to win it, and you can't win it unless you enter it. And by the way, don't forget the $474 worth of free stuff for becoming a member, and that means exactly what it says, because that $474 worth of free stuff is whether you want to become a member of the good, better, or the best plan. They got 3 of them there for you to look at. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, USCCA logo. Click on that link. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is back with us. Hello.
Hello, hello.
We've got our favorite caller on the line, and I'm going to put him on right now, Badgammon Bob. Yes, sir, Mr. Badgammon Bob, sir.
Hello. Anyway.
Hello.
My thing is, Batty O'Rourke, has this assault rifle confiscation thing that he wants to do, and I guess his definition of assault rifle is anything that's a semi-automatic and has a large capacity magazine. And what I want to know is, will any semi-automatic eventually be confiscated, including pistols or other types of things? And this has got to be against the First Amendment, I would think. Second Amendment, I mean, I'm sorry. Anyway, that's it.
All right. Well, first of all, I don't think anybody's going to confiscate anybody's guns. They're going to try, maybe, by legislation, but I believe the Constitution will stand up on that one. But go ahead, Denise.
No. There's not going to be a buyback program unless you want to do it on a volunteer basis. it would be a very ugly, ugly thing if they decide that, you know, there are certain weapons that you are not allowed to have, and as a consequence, We're going to give you X number of time to turn in your weapons, and we'll compensate you for, we don't even know what the compensation is that they're offering. And if you don't comply, then we're going to come to your house.
Yeah.
Not going to happen. It would be very ugly here in the United States if that happened.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And again, somebody, who was it that said there's more guns than citizens here? Was that, that might have been Beto. I don't know. Somebody said it, right?
Yeah, whatever.
All right. Well, James Mattis has become quite the topic of conversation because of the book that he's written. And apparently, Mika and Joe have badgered General Mattis to try to get him to do something. And I want you just to listen to about 30 seconds of this nonsense, because here's what they were trying to get him to do.
Earlier in the conversation, we talked about our values being worth defending. And with all, you know, due respect, there are obviously national security secrets and issues you can't speak on, but there's so much to say about the damage being done to our alliances, the breakdown of our core values, the respect for the basics of our Constitution. At what point, when is it time to stand up and speak to what is happening? And you may call it the cheap seats, but you have a lot more insight and credibility than anybody who's ever been at this table. And at what point is it important to say something or become part of the problem, because we know what is happening, we see what is happening, and yet nobody speaks to it with the insight that perhaps someone you would have, like
well,
you.
Well, I don't know how I could have spoken more loudly to where I stand than what I put in my letter of resignation and quitting a job when I had not completed it 2 years.
Well, that's what he said, and he will not talk badly against the president.
No, and, you know, his letter of resignation says that I disagree with this, so I'm going to respectfully step away, and I'm really paraphrasing,
yeah.
And you can choose, another Secretary of Defense that's more aligned to where you want to go. But here's an interesting thing. This apparently had to do with the fact that, Trump wanted to pull all forces out of Syria. And Mattis was against that. But
yeah.
But we haven't pulled all the forces out of Syria.
Nope.
They're still there.
You bet.
So,
matter of fact, what were they doing yesterday? They were with our Kurdish allies out talking about gun positions that the Syrians had that needed to be removed.
Well, we, along with the YPG, actually captured late last week, it finally just came out, the finance minister for Islamic State in where? Ding, ding, ding. Syria.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. And I'm not surprised, are you?
Surprised at what?
That they found him in Syria.
Well, no. I mean, that's the base for
sure.
Islamic State.
Sure. All right. And, folks, I am talking to Denise Simon from PoundersCode.com. Now, what do you make of the stuff that's going on with the TV folks, where Fox News says Jeanine Pirro can't go on Newsmax TV, and Greta Van Susteren suddenly has surfaced again on Sunday mornings via a syndicator called Gray Broadcasting with a Sunday morning talk show on TV?
I happen to know that Fox has clauses in their contracts that stipulate that they cannot, people that are contributors or employees of Fox cannot appear on other networks. And I happen to know this because I was interviewing the former ICE director, Tom Homan, who obviously now is a Fox News contributor,
yep,
last year. And before the interview, he said, if you're a podcast, I can't do this interview because my contract with Fox won't allow it. And so there are stipulations there. So it's not that Jeanine Pirro has been banned or suspended or, you know, any of that other kind of stuff. It is a protection for, I'm guessing, I don't know what the text is, the contracts, but it is to be cautious and careful about, you know, their appearances on other media sources.
Well, I had I had Wayne Allen Root on in hour number one, and he was telling me that he's had Jeanine Pirro on his radio show, but that she can't come on his television show.
Right. If you're terrestrial, if you have a terrestrial radio show, you can do that. If you are a podcast, you can't. They can't.
Okay, so now we know that. And, of course, Greta coming back, I don't think that's a bad thing. We'll see. Her program has always been pretty good. It'll be a Sunday morning show syndicated by Gray Broadcasting out of New York. I'm not sure who they are. Never heard of them.
I think I have, but it wasn't anything significant for us to, you know, pay any attention to, I suppose.
Okay, you've got about a minute left here. The hurricane has gone up into the Carolinas now. South Carolina is being inundated. Charleston is pretty much directly in the path. They've got the base. They're talking about Parris Island. They delayed the induction for the new recruits, told them not to come for the next couple of weeks or so until the storm clears. What do you think?
Well, it's a Category 3 again.
That's right.
And I happen to know that a couple of days ago when it was so close to Jacksonville that those that were assigned to Naval Air Station Jacksonville, that they had to essentially shelter in place where they were, and they were not to report to the base on Tuesday. And this is on Monday. So this is what they are essentially doing, and they were not even allowed to evacuate. I mean, they couldn't, like, get in their car and drive over to Pensacola or Panama City.
Mm-hmm.
They had to stay where they were in case there had to be, you know, they had to send out some pretty stout vehicles to go get them for whatever reason. So, no.
And, of course, our Coast Guardsmen here at Air Station Clearwater, as soon as they could get in the air, they took off for Marsh Island, which is where they were to begin with, and they're operating over there. That's the only air field that they've got in the whole area that they can operate out of right now. But anyway, here comes the music. I got to talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
All right, thanks a lot. That's Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. And I'm coming right back with our next military and veterans news segment here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Even if Hurricane Dorian doesn't make a direct hit on the U.S. mainland, it's expected to cause a life-threatening storm surge and significant coastal flooding in parts of the southeast and mid-Atlantic. the National Hurricane Center's Ed Rappaport says coastal residents should finish up their emergency preparations.
We have risk for excessive rainfall. 6 to 10 inches is expected in the coastal areas of both South Carolina and North Carolina, and then locally 10 to 15 inches in isolated areas.
Conditions are rapidly deteriorating in Charleston, South Carolina. Up to 15 inches of rain are expected in the area when the hurricane comes close. The mayor says, along with the high tide, it could mean catastrophic flooding. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 237 points, the NASDAQ up 102, and the S&P 500 up 31. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for the report on our military veterans news coming up. Brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. By the way, Bo will be in studio next hour, an hour from now, with the National Aviation Academy. You'll want to be listening for that, because get your questions ready. Send them along to me via the Facebook page or by email. Here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys. Guys and girls, we know that more and more of you younger people are not headed straight off to college from high school. As a matter of fact, many of you chosen to go the technical school route or the vocational school route, whatever they call it, in your area, to learn a trade that will, in most cases, pay less than what you would get by going to the National Aviation Academy. And I'll explain. If you've gone to a trade school to learn how to be, a plumber, a carpenter, an electrician, a welder, and it's a union scale job or a union job, you more than likely are going to start at 80% of what the scale is to begin with, which is an apprenticeship where you start out that way. So the type of money that you would make there won't even be close to what you could make as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, again, an aviation maintenance tech starts out at $50,000 or $60,000 a year, depending on where you're at and who wants to talk to you. You can get a lot more than that because they have a tremendous career path at National Aviation Academy. And if you wind up getting a job, once you get certified as a aviation maintenance tech, if you wind up getting a job with a government contractor and go overseas, or you wind up with a foreign airline and go overseas, or maybe you go to work for a foreign country and go overseas, you could make a six-figure salary right off the bat. Try doing that with the job that you've been trained to do at BOCES. Try doing that. So check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And ask them to take the tour. Now, you can also call them at 800-659-2080. And remember, they have two campuses to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, the other one right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area. Give them a call, 800-659-2080. Tell them you want to take the tour. That's 800-659-2080. And tell them you want to take the tour. Remember, tell them the captain sent you, and that'll give you the white gloves treatment. That'll give you the white gloves treatment. Okay, here we go. The military next week is set to award four retired U.S. military dogs the Canine Medal of Courage. Now, that's the highest honor that can be given to military working dogs. It'll be done next week for their extraordinary valor during service in the military. And two of these dogs were wounded in the course of doing their job and came back and made a recovery and were retired in the custody of their handlers. And I always like hearing those stories, and I'm sure many of you do too that are pet people. So next week, four military canines will receive the Canine Medal of Courage, which is the highest award that military dogs can get for service to America. And I can't wait to see that on television. That's something you want to see on TV. Now, a new talent management system starts for the National Guard, and it moves soon to the entire force, so says the chief of the National Guard. The National Guard getting its first taste of the 21st century talent management system that the Army Chief of Staff says will revolutionize how the service staff's jobs, assigns soldiers, and keeps track of records. We'll see how that works out. Now, the U.S. Army expects to know soon what changes must be made at ranges in Europe to meet more and new demanding marksmanship training requirements for soldiers. We'll find out soon about that one. By the way, a retired Special Warfare Operator, Senior Chief James Hatch, retired SEAL, is actually heading to Yale University as a freshman. As a freshman. He's about to get the nerve-wracking act there as he prepares for the uncertainty of a college education. But I'm sure the chief can do it. Also, the Navy is expanding its Naval X Innovation Support Office, setting up five regional hubs across the country that will bring military, industry, and academia together to help solve nagging problems for the service. And the U.S. has kicked off a new exercise in the Western Pacific with the participation of the maritime assets of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. Now, this is coming out of the Sattahip Navy base in Thailand, where this is all going on. By the way, the USS Wasp left the 7th Fleet, its home for more than a year and a half, as it shifts its home deployment, its home ports, from the Sasebo Naval Base in Japan to the Naval Station Norfolk, Virginia. So welcome back to the U.S., USS Wasp. And the Air Force says that Major General Timothy Haw assumed command of the 25th Air Force during a change of command ceremony. The Air Force is announcing that. Congratulations to the general on his new assignment. And the U.S. Pacific Forces now are going to use artificial intelligence to track Chinese and Russian moves. On the site of the most infamous sneak attack in American history, U.S. Pacific Air Forces are now collating tens of millions of radar contacts and other data in a bid to slave off the latter-day surprise and even reveal the adversary's weaknesses when it comes to war games and the things they're doing right now. And by the way, I talked about the hurricane hunters the other day flying out of Lakeland Airport, Linder Airport in Lakeland. They've been flying in and out of Hurricane Dorian, capturing wild photos of that storm that's devastated the Bahamas and now appears to be going up the east coast of the United States. By the way, New York, New Jersey, Dorian, when it comes to you, will be like getting a nor'easter again. So be careful up there and pay attention to the warnings. Also, the Marine Corps plans to order up to 50,000 pairs of new intense cold weather boots as the Marine Corps continues to focus and hone skills in Arctic climates, getting ready to take on the Russians if they have to. By the way, the National Guard is in the mix now, along with the Coast Guard in Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. And they're doing what they need to do to help things move along smoothly. That scuba boat, 33 bodies have been recovered, California. 33 bodies, one's missing. It's pretty much assumed right now, and the investigation doesn't say so, but it's pretty much assumed right now that the crew got off the boat without attempting to save the lives of anybody down below. Don't know if that's true, but that's the story that's coming out. By the way, the VA locations that were closed up in northern Florida and Georgia, along I-95, they're opening up again. So check for your appointments or rescheduling, whatever it was that might have got canceled. Check on that, and you'll find out that they'll probably be able to get them again. Now, federal employees' biggest obstacle to seeing a bump in their salaries in 2020 appears to have been lifted as the White House announced that it intended to reverse the planned pay raise and freeze for feds. Now, they are instead instituting a 2.6 pay increase across the board this year. Don't know how exactly they can do that, but okay. Here we go again. And I hear the music in my ear, which means we got to go. And coming up, next segment, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. So don't go anywhere. He'll be back on the program. And good morning, Catwoman. Good morning, Road Dog. I'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. She's listening to us with her husband, Don, up there on AM 1330 WLBB in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning tonight. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. And Relief Factor is something that I take. I am a customer of theirs. Basically, it took the pain and the discomfort that I had, and it's gone. It's gone. Now, I still have some problems where the pain will come back, and when I do, instead of taking the one in the morning and one at night, I'll take one in the middle to give me a third capsule or packet, if you will, of capsules, and it works. It works because I suffer from arthritis with all the different injuries I've had. So if you're struggling with severe nagging pain, whether it's arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches pain, whatever kind of pain it is, let me suggest to you that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start program. 3 weeks, $19.95 plus shipping and handling to get it over to you. And you'll know at the end of 3 weeks if it's going to work or not. If it does, then you've, guess what? You've done something very good for yourself. So, the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go there. take advantage of the 1995 3-week quick start, and you'll know what's going to happen. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right. Joining us right now, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. You got a nor'easter coming your way. That's what they're telling us this hurricane's going to do up there around New York.
Really?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, I hope not. I mean, we'll see what's going to happen. I mean, obviously, waters are still warm up here, so you can crank up some violent thunderstorms as well. But we'll see. I mean, it looks like North Carolina could get it pretty good.
South Carolina's headed right to Charleston right now, right straight to Charleston.
Yeah.
Might bounce out Charleston, but it's back to being a Cat 3. It's expanded its size, and it's gotten more powerful.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's, you know, we're capable of handling these things. Obviously, there's going to be some damage that goes along with it, but yeah, as far as storms are concerned, we do a pretty good job.
I remember Hurricane Sandy.
Yep.
Yep. Okay, now, let's talk about China, because the futures right now are looking fairly decent when it comes to the stock market. Based on the news yesterday that China announced that its trade negotiators will travel to Washington early next month for talks with the United States, talking about the tariff war that's been going on here between the two countries.
Yeah, I'm always kind of like a wait and see. I mean, we've heard this story before, and sometimes we get close to getting an agreement, and then the agreement doesn't happen. So we shall see. Hopefully, we can get to some sort of agreement, especially protecting intellectual property rights, which is very, very important.
Now, Brexit is at the top of everybody's charts here. I want you to listen to Vice President Pence in the United Kingdom when he was being asked a question by a British reporter.
Does the Trump administration still stand with Prime Minister Johnson as he faces the Brexit turmoil?
The United States of America stands with the United Kingdom in its decision to leave the European Union. That was a decision that was made by the people of the United Kingdom in a referendum, now the better part of 3 years ago.
Okay, so why all the fuss and muss?
Yeah, listen, because, Matt, bureaucracies fight back. Let's put it to you, you know, this is, you know, you're talking about the European Union, for crying out loud. You're talking about a lot of elites that are involved in governing here. We can't even shut down in ineffective areas of government and government programs that don't work well here in the United States. They live on forever and ever and ever. That's the nature of bureaucracy, and it's unfortunate because, guess what, it leads to all sorts of problems, waste, stupid regulations, rules, whatever it may be. You're talking about the European Union now, and you got a lot of people making money off this, living off this. It's power. And, you know, there's a lot of pushback within the UK with the elites that are involved with that. And it's going to continue. I mean, I'm hoping that this thing can get done. It'd be great for the UK. It'd be great for us in regards to setting up a trade deal independent of the European Union with the UK, which would be great. But, you know, the bureaucracies fight back.
Mm-hmm. And I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Okay, Stephen Moore, the economist, he says the Fed must cut rates now to stop deflation.
I don't think it's going to work. I mean, he can say it. I mean, listen, they've been cutting rates all over the globe. You've got negative interest rates all over the globe. It hasn't really done much. It's kind of like you're saying the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and over again. They don't really have much that they're going to do. I think that part of the problem is this race to the bottom when it comes to rates. I'd much rather see, you know, long-term American rates solid at a decent rate of return. This is not good for people who save money. People think that this is, you know, flooding the market with more cash is going to be helpful. I don't see how. I mean, it's not like it's difficult right now to go out and have access to capital if you need it. And sometimes when you have ultra low interest rates, businesses don't do, in essence, very smart things with them because it's so readily available. So I don't know if it's going to work. I highly doubt it. It hasn't worked so far.
Do you remember Alan Greenspan?
Yeah.
He came out and said, and I quote, "It's only a matter of time before negative rates hit the U.S."
That's terrible. I mean, that's not good at all. It's this race to the bottom. I mean, what that means, in case you're not aware, is that, you stick your money into an account that has negative interest rates, you're guaranteeing a loss if you hold to maturity. And that's happening around the globe. And the funny thing is governments have gotten wind that they can pull this nonsense off because certain financial institutions, pension funds in particular, have to have these instruments in them. They have to keep it in cash and cash equivalents, and they're losing money on this stuff. You want a reason why pensions are not doing so well? This is one of the reasons why. Ultra low interest rates.
Why is nobody talking about the $15 billion of distressed Argentinian bonds?
I did. I talked about it. You're talking about another International Monetary Fund folly.
Mm-hmm.
You can throw money at various different nations hoping that they're going to come back, but unless there's any real sort of reform, they're going to be back where they were before. We all know Argentina defaulted on their bonds not too long ago and caused a big mess, and a lot of investors from all over the globe lost a fortune on this stuff. They haven't fixed things. I mean, the guy in charge is trying to, but the reality is, again, you still got a lot of these socialist elements there and these people that are used to getting free stuff, and they have been unable to enact the reforms that are necessary.
Speaking of free stuff, Apple has, a couple $100 billion in cash on hand, and they turned around and borrowed $7 billion. Why on earth did they do that?
Because the rates are so low.
Okay.
I mean, it's just they're able to go ahead and get money. Listen, they bought a lot of money back when they had the tax cuts in place because they keep a lot of this money not here in the United States but overseas. But there's a limits in regards to that. And to them, they're saying, well, it's cheaper for us to borrow money than it is to repatriate cash and have to pay the taxes on it.
Now, you've heard of Overstock, right?
Yes.
The CEO of Overstock has said the SEC's blockchain probe is almost dormant. What's that all about? Do you know?
Blockchain is a cryptocurrency. I don't know exactly what they're talking about in regards to that. I know there's been some investigations into the various different cryptos and how they go about operating. So, again, I kind of avoid all of that stuff like the plague.
All right, well, let's see. The gentleman's name was Patrick Byrne, and it says his controversial exit from the online retailer Overstock is not linked to the nearly two-year investigation by the Securities and Exchange Commission into the company's new money-losing blockchain business.
Like I said, I could come up with my own, currency, too. It's called Watchdog Bucks. And make that up out of nowhere also.
Would it have a picture of you on it and the entire...
Yeah.
The lacrosse team?
There you go. It'd be great.
All right, I'll buy it. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And when we come back, we'll have Ron Edwards on the program, so don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.